and get in touch with the suffering inside and listen to it. And the practice always has an effect. It brings compassion. When you get in touch with the suffering, when you understand suffering, compassion naturally arises. And the energy of compassion is a kind of energy that has the power of healing. And you heal yourself, you feel lighter. And now you can get in touch with the suffering of another person. Usually people do not like to go home to themselves and get in touch with the suffering inside. It's not pleasant, they think. So the usual way is to try to run away from the suffering inside by the way of consumption. We listen to the music, we watch television, we talk over the telephone, we try to eat something, and that is only to cover up the suffering inside, to run away from it. And that does not help. But the practice is to go home and to get in touch with the suffering inside and listen deeply to it in order to understand. And surely understanding, compassion will be born from that kind of practice. So when the monastics chant the name Avalokita for the second time, they try to recognize and touch the suffering of the people in front of them, around them, behind them. And there is a kind of communion established. And then when they chant the name for the third time, they get in touch with the suffering in the world. There's a lot of suffering in the world. The planet Earth suffers. Many species on it suffer. And when we are in touch, compassion arises also. So our practice is that while we listen, we allow the collective energy of the Sangha to penetrate into our body. There is some tension in our body. There is some pain in our body. And if we allow ourselves to be relaxed and to be in the here and the now, stop the thinking. And then the collective energy of mindfulness and peace will penetrate into our body. And that helps release the tension and reduce the pain in our body. And we feel better after a few minutes of listening. And we can do like the monastics, when they chant the first time the name Avalokita, we can go home and touch the suffering inside. We recognize the existence of the suffering inside. We are not trying to run away. We just try to hold it dearly. And we allow the Sangha, the collective energy of Sangha, to hold our suffering. This is a very important practice. We sit there, we allow the collective energy of the Sangha to embrace us, to hold our suffering. We do not stay as a drop of water, we become the river. And we allow ourselves to be transported by the whole river. And in order to do that, we just allow ourselves to be in the here and the now, and relax, and allow the Sangha to embrace us. I take refuge in the Sangha. You surrender to the Sangha. You lose your individuality, yourself. And when the monastic chant